Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fanelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today, Jason. Thank you for engineering. Rich Sheban's with us. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you, buddy. How are you doing this morning?
I was telling Jason I'm all excited because, you know, those guys at Adobe that made Flash, and they made it available for everybody. It was, you know, most PCs had Flash on it. And that was something that our equipment here that we connect with GCN requires. And Adobe, you know, sent out these warnings, warning. No more support, you know, starting January 1, no more support for Flash. Now, what does that mean, no more support? Well, I naively thought that that meant that, you know, I could still use it. They're just not going to support it. They're not going to come out with any new issues. And if you want to go to the internet and get the latest, you know, version of what, not the latest version of the software, but the latest information, I should say, as to what's happening with it, well, you're not going to get any because Adobe's not going to provide it. That's what I thought not supported means. That's not what it meant. It meant that if you had it and you clicked on it, you get a screen that says, Flash is no longer supported. Click for update. Okay. So what does that mean? Now, words are really important. So what I did was I clicked on it naively. And what they did was they went into my computer and destroyed Flash so it would no longer work. Now, it used to work and give me warning, saying, you know, no longer supported, you know, as of January 1. But then when I clicked on update, they didn't mean software update. They meant we're going to give you a news bulletin. That is the update. The news bulletin is the update. And by the way, we're not going to tell you that we're going to destroy your copy of Flash so it no longer works. That's what they did. So I found another computer with an old copy of Flash, and I've been using that so I could connect. Well, they found it yesterday, and it blew it up. So I found another computer, and this one's like 20 years old, or just about 20 years old, and I've got a firewall on it, so those little buggers can't find Flash, and that's how I'm connected today. But then I called Comrex this morning, the manufacturer of the equipment, and they have a fix. So I know everything I need to know to fix it. I've got the download ready to go, and later on today I'm going to fix it, and we don't need Adobe Flash anymore. But what I'm saying, class, there's a lot of messages in what I just said. You can go along, bumping along, thinking everything's great, and then someone pulls the plug on one thing, and you're out of business. And I'm not kidding. And that could be, oh, let's say you have a smart thermostat, and they pull the plug on the support for your smart thermostat, and they say, click for update, and you click for update, and it disables your thermostat. Now what are you going to do? That's just like one kind of example. Or you've got an electric car and they say, important update. We're no longer going to support it starting next month. Click here for an update. And then your car is wirelessly connected through Wi-Fi in your house. And you click update and it says, we're not going to support that anymore. Now you can't start your car. I think that's where we're headed. Rich, this is serious, serious business as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I'm going to go back to one of the words I use often, and that is decentralize. We have to decentralize because the more we get connected, the more we get dependent, the less control over our destinies that we have. Now, this is why I talked about, you know, last week on the air, I talked about This is just 2 months ago, data from M1 money supply growth. It's accelerated to a record 81% above pre-pandemic rate. And 75% of that money is going into savings and paying down debt. Only 25% is going to consumption and spending. And that's why the velocity of money is so low, because people are afraid. This is why we need state depositories to revalue silver and gold and state treasuries to use it so that people have a plan B. And that's for everything. Vote with your feet. Leave the cities. Grow your own food. Go off grid. You know, decentralize. Have a plan A, B, C, D for food, for communication, for water, for shelter. You know, we all have to think outside the box. We talked privately the other day, Vince, and you were talking about how pretty much all your instructors were entrepreneurs, I think is the word you use.
I would say all our instructors, not mine, but our instructors, meaning right. The whole classes.
Right. Okay, and that's fine. I just think that a better term is outside-the-box thinkers, because we are living in an age of deception. We're being deceived by political correctness. We're giving free lunch to the elite. We've allowed the elite to eliminate the rule of law via precedents, and they've basically weaponized certain people by giving them entitlements and victim group status to demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, which delegitimizes work, no more proven results, no more qualifications, in other words, no more value. So time goes on and we protect and enable the most corrupt in the country and the world and give them liability immunity, we're getting back fraud, illegitimacy, fascism, and wealth inequality. So we have to think about how we can be more self-sufficient as they, by design, give us labor shortages and they give us back automation, robotics, and artificial intelligence. We have to, that's why you always hear me say, well, I haven't said it in probably a couple of years, but the best pool players and the best chess players think 3, 4, 5, 6 moves ahead. And that's what we need to do, because the whole system is corrupt with con men and experts and official authorities and public servants, all now joke words. They mean nothing. Vince?
You know, I was at Sam's Club a couple of years ago, and this gal pulled up to the door to get assistance having her packages loaded into her vehicle, and it had these gullwing doors. And it was a Tesla, and it was a white Tesla, and she was so proud of it, you could see how smug she was. And I was thinking, what an idiot. This gal actually thinks that she can go anywhere she wants, whenever she wants, and she's tied to an extension cord. Literally tied to an extension cord. So there is no ubiquitous charging system or network. And it takes, if you don't want to destroy your battery bank, it takes, you know, a couple days, slow charge to charge up that car, and you can only go a couple hundred miles at the most. And so she is part of the GDP as far as I'm concerned. She, has enough money to buy one of these things or enough credit worthiness. But I guess the point I'm trying to make is she was willing to sacrifice her independence for being dependent on the power grid and the software and the Tesla company, whereas me and my old pickup trucks, I can go and get parts for them at lots of places. I can go to AutoZone, I can go to Pep Boys, I can go to O'Reilly's, I can get on the internet and go to Rock Auto, I can buy parts on eBay. I'm not quite so dependent. Now, I am dependent on gasoline, but there are plenty of stations all over, and there are plenty of refiners that, where I can get gasoline. I am not willing to be a subject of these corporations, but this gal probably had no idea how dependent she made herself on the system. And then if you combine that with what's happening in California, where there are plenty of Teslas, they are having rolling blackouts, they have brownouts, rolling blackouts, and fires. So the grid is, unreliable. And in Texas, the grid is unreliable. And in New York City, for those who actually do drive a vehicle, besides taxi drivers and Uber drivers, they don't even know what is under the buildings and what's under the roads. It's been built up for years and years and years, and they really don't know exactly what's there. Layer upon layer upon layer upon layer of patches, and the people who have done it, you know, they probably know, but a lot of them have died. What a mess. What an absolute mess. So anyone who is willing to say, I want to move to a city, and I want to be a victim of the water supply, I want to be a victim of the grid, I want to be a victim of elevator cables, breaking. That's crazy to me. Can you imagine living in an apartment in New York City and you can't open the windows? Can you imagine that? You know, for your own safety. It's crazy. But yet people do it. Rich?
Well, surveillance and censorship is not for your own safety. Never mind the fact that you're totally dependent on buying food, even though you think it's GMO. On this program, we've talked about a lot of so-called companies and foods that turned out to not be organic. So you have to realize that you're totally dependent on a poison toxic system for drugs, for food, for water, for safety, for everything. Now, Vince, I know when we talked the other day, I said I cut down my articles, all published in the public domain, as my disclaimer. I just have so much information, and in this late term of freedom in America, I just don't know how to deliver as much information in a short time. And I just wanted to, I mean, we can discuss whatever you want, but I just wanted to let you know that I do have a little more than expected of news in a flash, and I could definitely limit my comments when I give these articles. It's up to you. We can do whatever you want, but I just wanted to let you know that.
Okay, I just have one other comment. During Hurricane or Superstorm Sandy on the East Coast several years ago, it pummeled the East Coast. Power was out, water was out, services were out. Everything was down. And we had an instructor who came to our expo. Her name was Brooklyn Bagwell. She was a casting director for Doomsday Preppers. So after the storm blew over, I called her up and asked her to come on the air with me, and we talked. And I said, what was it like? And she said it was dark. And the reason I'm trying to paint this picture for our class, this is what it's going to be like. She said New York City was dark. No lights. No lights, no traffic lights. It was gridlock because no one was really willing to behave properly and let the other guy cross the intersection because the lights were out. It was every man and woman for himself. And I said, so what about food and water? She said, oh, geez. She has a fourth floor walk-up apartment, and she bought water. She didn't have any water. Now, casting director for Doomsday Preppers had no water. She shared an apartment with another gal. I think she was in her mid-20s at the time. And so she shared an apartment with another gal, I guess probably to cut expenses to maybe $1,000 a month each. They didn't have room for water. Then after it was over, they found that they could put water under their bed. And I said, well, how much did water cost? And she said, well, three or four times what it cost before the storm. So prices, gouging, unavailability, services down, no police anywhere. It was a mess. So why would anybody want to subject themselves to that? And dark. And she said it was really creepy because, she's a pretty girl and she and her roommate were followed by some creepy guy. And what do? Do you call the cops? Well, not if they're not there, you don't. So, and you can't have a gun in New York City unless you're special. What a mess. So why would anybody want to subject themselves to that? That is the whole point, class. We'll be right back with Rich Sheeben in just a couple minutes.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Chris Sheeman's with us. Rich, back to you.
Well, thank you, sir. And I just went through all my articles last night and this morning again, folks. I did eliminate a lot from my presentation today, but there's some things that are just so important. And I'm going to start with healthcare first, folks, and then I'm going to go into general news later in the program. So first article is there were more COVID-19 vaccine deaths last week in the U.S. than COVID-19 deaths. And I want you to remember the PCR test, only 6% of what they say is COVID-19 really is. I'm going to limit my my sidebars here. Next, massive global study finds ivermectin stops COVID. This just came out either last night or this morning. We have to remember. Remember, Facebook Oversight Board admitted that Facebook was wrong to censor information about even hydroxychloroquine. The emergency authorization is not legal. It's not legitimate. These are all published articles in the public domain. Rich and Vince is not making any of this stuff up. Next, coronavirus vaccine, as per a UK research group, quote, is unsafe for humans due to adverse events. And speaking of adverse events, I did a little digging, and you can go to TheDrArtistShow.com. TheDrArtistShow.com. And you don't need to be an expert, because most experts and so-called officials are bought and paid for. You have to do your own research. Don't believe a word we say. But there's something on here called Slide 16, where the FDA safety surveillance of COVID-19 vaccines is prepared by them, and it's not going to the public. They are literally pretending this what they call a draft of working list of adverse event outcomes is not, they're basically censoring this so it doesn't get to you. And I'm going to mention some of these on here regarding the safety issues and adverse event outcomes. Guillain-Barré syndrome, acute, I can't even pronounce it, transverse myelitis, encephalitis, meningitis, encephalopathy, convulsions, seizures, strokes, narcolepsy, anaphylaxis, acute myocardial infarction, myocarditis, pericarditis, autoimmune disease, deaths, pregnant and birth outcomes, other acute diseases, non-anaphylactic allergic reactions, thrombosis of many different kinds. There's like four different kinds of blood clots on here. Intravascular coagulation, venous thrombolism, arthritis, joint pain, Kawasaki disease, multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children, vaccine-enhanced disease. That's not even all of them. People, you need to do your reading and research about what you're getting into. This is why the head scientist of Pfizer, who is a VP, called this a depopulation tool. Again, this isn't Rich making this up. Next, mass vaccine sites all over the country are shutting down as demand for experimental vaccines plummet. Next, almost 7,000 dead from COVID vaccines across the U.S. that they admit. Remember, I've given articles where leaked people who are leaking on the inside say there's over 50,000, while there's over 412,000 adverse events reported. And keep in mind, we've also given articles where the adverse events could be as low as 1% that actually is. So do the math. And now, just with this information, the vaccine is in the top 50 cause of deaths in the country. Not making this stuff up, folks. This is very dangerous. Next, Pentagon admits it will consider mandatory COVID vaccines for troops. This is why so many troops are saying they're going to quit, and you can't blame them. Next, I mean, you have to ask yourself, are the powers that be that sold out to China, are they literally trying to weaken our country so they can invade? I mean, I have an article right here I was going to mention a little later, but I'm going to mention it now. Video just got uncovered of a China professor claiming U.S. elites teamed up with China to take control of our country. I mean, we have articles that we've given where our government and Congress has colluded with big tech. We have to wake up, people. Next, White House officially announces vaccine strike forces that will go to door, targeting anti-vaxxers in their homes for kill shots. Wake up,
that's
people. I'll be right back after the break.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Running away from their responsibilities, Texas Democrats fled the state to Washington, D.C. Tim Berg reports.
Texas Democrats are leaving town and skipping their responsibilities to prevent a vote on a Republican-backed elections bill. Party officials tweeted the lawmakers are risking arrest by leaving the state to keep the Texas House from having a quorum. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says there's a lot of bluster regarding this Texas voting law.
The rhetoric here outstrips what's actually being done. Let's look at the Texas bill. The existential threat to voting is by saying we can't have 24-hour voting or drive-through voting. That's an existential threat when, in addition, you're adding more days of early voting, you're adding more drop boxes. That's all in the Texas law.
That audio courtesy of ABC News, many of those Texas House Democrats visiting Washington, D.C.
USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The daughter of a Cuban immigrant, New York Republican Representative Nicole Malliotakis, tells Fox News the Cuban uprising is personal and should inspire all Americans to hear the calls for freedom in communist Cuba.
And I visited Cuba in 2009 to see my family there. It is incredibly sad to see how not only are they stuck in time with everything around them seeming that it's in the 1950s, but they don't have any aspirations or dreams or ability to pursue their goals. They're told by the government what they're going to be, what they're going to study, and what their contribution to society will be. They're treated like slaves. They earn basically about $15 a month. And there's a dual currency system in which everything is sold in something comparable to U.S. dollars, and yet they're making, you know, the Cuban peso. So it takes months for them to buy anything of basic necessity, like a pair of shoes. Look, I'm very encouraged to see people rising and pushing and really demonstrating that they want freedom and they want democracy. I hope this is something real that is happening there, a change now that Raul Castro is gone, that they're going to really stand up and say no more communism, no more socialism, we want freedom. And to see them marching in the streets with the American flag is something incredibly moving to me. They realize that we are the free country, the beacon of hope and opportunity, and they want Cuba to be like the United States of America.
Thank you for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich, I just want to mention to the class, we won't be taking calls today. Rich has... He's got more information that he can present in the 2 hours. And the other thing I wanted to mention, class, it's a rhetorical question that I'm going to ask Rich Sheehan. Now, you all know the answer to this. It's absolutely obvious. But I'm asking it to make a point. Rich Sheehan, can you undo a vaccine?
You absolutely cannot, especially these. First of all, these are not vaccines. We've talked about the prions. We've talked about, oh, my God, there's so much. much to this. I don't have time to go over all the things I've talked about, and I'm going to just talk more about them today. You cannot undo this so-called quote-unquote vaccine. No, this is going to be permanent damage. You got to remember all the warnings I've given. You know, and they're all based on articles. Remember when the Peruvian court ruled that Gates, Soros, and the Rockefellers created the coronavirus? This is all connected. Remember all the warnings about how, and the powers that be are saying this, you shouldn't fly after the so-called vaccinations. Do you notice what happens when you go up in altitude with these blood-clotting vaccinations? Have you noticed people in videos getting crazy on planes where people even have to be taped down? They're getting into fights, they're throwing things. Aren't you noticing more of this stuff? Aren't you noticing that the CDC, they say 50% of the CDC didn't even take the shots? And they're admitting that it's probably more like 10%. How come federal workers are not mandated to take the shot? Remember all the studies we've given on people being magnetized? Do you remember succession planning, where companies are literally saying that in 3 years they're already planning on replacing people because in the next 3 years people are going to be dying in mass waves from this so-called vaccination? This isn't Rich and Vince saying this stuff. These are published articles in the public domain, so I hope I answered your question, Vince.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to make it absolutely crystal clear to the class. And anyone who's paying attention, that you cannot undo this. Once you have been injected with something, there is no uninjecting you. So why would you allow someone to inject something into your body, someone you hardly know, that would be the person doing the injecting, with equipment that you don't know where it came from? I'm talking about the syringe, the actual needle itself, and has it been sharpened, and are there little stainless steel shards inside the barrel of the needle, and what about little bits of plastic, and then what about the liquid? We'll just call it the serum or the liquid. What about that? You have no idea what it is, and you don't know really where it's made, and you don't know who was involved, you don't know how it was tested, and you don't even know what it is. So some guy or gal you hardly know is going to be using equipment you don't know where it came from, and they're going to inject a liquid you don't even know what it is. And you're saying, can you hurry up? I really can't wait to get this thing. That's nuts. Absolutely nuts. And if you want to tie this to something that's tangible, remember when AIDS first came out, people didn't know exactly what it was. They didn't know what AIDS stood for. Well, but they did know that in Florida there was a doctor who had six SIX patients who acquired AIDS. And then they traced it down to going to the dentist. And then people thought, well, you can get AIDS from going to the dentist. Then they found out that this doctor was a homo and he had AIDS. And what he did to six of his patients is he injected them with blood that he withdrew from his veins. And he had the hypodermic needles in his lab coat, and he said, okay, open wide, very good, here's a little Novocaine, we're going to numb the area before we drill. And then he injected them with a little bit of blood, and they got AIDS, surgically delivered from their doctor. His name was Acker, Dr. Acker, in Florida. So if you think that it can't be serious, and you think that you can't die from an injection, it's crazy. And six of his patients died because he killed them with his own blood. So, just a thought, you know, are you really going to get that vaccine? You really want that? Back to you, Rich.
Well, thank you. And, you know, you were talking about stuff being in the so-called vaccines. Dr. Jane Ruby, who's a great patriot, who's an expert, who does reading and research, who's extremely well-qualified but not bought and paid for, has found toxic metals in the COVID injections. Now, you have to remember, we've talked about this. This isn't the first article of that context. How come there's so many metals in these injections? And just think about, now that you're magnetized, what's going to happen to you when you get in 5G, Wi-Fi, or any type of electromagnetic radiation zones? What's going to happen to you? I don't think it's going to be good. All right, I'm going to go back to published articles in the public domain to give as much information to the people as possible. Vince, thank you for allowing me to exercise our First Amendment right, where over a million combat soldiers gave their life for our freedoms. And yes, I say that a lot, and I will continue to do that. Next,
Rich, let me interrupt for just 1 second, please. When you say a million combat soldiers have given their lives, that's true. But even more than that, there are many people who came back from combat way damaged, and they didn't quite die from being in combat, but they were so damaged that their lives were upended and never the same. And I know some of those people, and they've died after that. But they came back shell-shocked. They came back unable to cope. And they were perfectly fine before they went into combat. But the explosions, the gunfire, the machine gun fire, the strafing, all that damaged them permanently. And I think every single person who has been in combat has been damaged one way or another. Back to you.
I absolutely 100% agree. The reason why I shortcut my shortcuts so often, folks, is because I have so much information I want to deliver to you, and I try not to get too wordy, but I try to keep the context alive. So pardon me for not recognizing people who have been wounded and maimed and damaged. You're all part of the hero class. It's just that I have so much information, I just can't say it all, so I apologize for that. Okay, next, White House strike force is being sent to kids to get kids vaccinated. This is Nazi stuff. This is illegal, people. This is against the Nuremberg Code. This is against HIPAA regulations. This is about as illegal as you can get. Next, CNN doctor says it's time to start mandating COVID vaccines. Next, Lake County, Illinois tells Biden brown shirts to ignore no trespassing laws when pushing door-to-door COVID vaccines. This is Nazi stuff, people. I did a little homework on a vintage early warning pandemic cartoon. It was around World War I. It was about 2 minutes long. And basically it was a devil leading this little parade, and they had like an iron lung in the parade, which equates to today's ventilator. And I'm going to mention the words that came up in this World War I-esque time era cartoon. How to take over the world. Quote, I'm just going to mention the words that came up. Introduced a weaponized influenza. Quote, flood newspapers and radio with deaths. Shut down shops and churches. Quote, use law enforcement to stifle dissent. Parade the sick and dead. Inject a vaccine and to sterilize the work shy. And euthanize the old. The people who own the banks now own the hospitals. This is their plan to own you. All quotes from this early vintage pandemic cartoon around World War I. I want you to be aware that everything you're seeing is 100% planned for over 100 years. You get it? Next, vaccine warning for the young and slim. Up to 50 people in Vienna per day collapse after taking the vaccine. I believe Vienna is Austria. Next, renowned brain surgeons warn COVID-19 vaccines, in quotes, are literally eating people's brains, unquotes. This isn't Rich and Vince making this stuff up, people. Next, Biden regime to monitor private communications calls on SMS carriers to dispel misinformation to vaccines. Basically, they're going to look at all social media, all text messages, and they're going to say it's misinformation. This is Nazi, Bolshevik, Alinsky, Marxist stuff. This has nothing to do with freedom, liberty, truth, rule of law, justice. This is a depopulation effort, people. Next, Facebook punishes users who share JAMA study on masks. I've mentioned this study a couple times regarding the carbon dioxide ill effects on people, and Facebook is punishing users who share an official JAMA study, the Journal of American Medicine. I can't remember what the acronym stands for. Next, CDC releases new mask guidance for kindergarten to 12th grade schools, says vaccination should be tracked. This is against the Nuremberg Code. This is all illegal, people. Next, vaccine mandates in healthcare industry are growing. They are expected to accelerate once the FDA grants full approval. Doesn't matter if it's the CDC, the FDA, the NIH. It doesn't matter. They're all in on it. They're all controlled. They're all bought and paid for. Next, beautiful young Italian girl killed by vaccine. Next article, beautiful young pre-med student dies after COVID jab. All different articles, folks. Next, mom, 45 years old, hired at Johns Hopkins, dies after reaction to work-mandated COVID shot. Next, two fully vaccinated cricket players collapse mid-game during international match. Next, when it comes to their own personal health, most doctors are saying no to the experimental COVID vaccines. The problem is the censorship and surveillance, so you don't get a lot of this information. Next, more adverse side effects from the COVID vax than all other vaccines combined. I wish I had more time. Next, 16-year-old boy suffers heart attack after Pfizer vaccine. 16! Come on, people. Next, cell phones sharply increase cancer risk. Next, woman left unable to speak after receiving second dose of AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine. Next, 15 million Americans have skipped the second COVID shot. I wonder why. Duh. Next, dad in hospital gets paralyzed by the first COVID vaccine, and yet the powers that be continues to give him texts about when he's going to take the second jab. You can't make this stuff up. Next, your grandkids will still be wearing masks in 2050. They want to make sure you don't discuss things. They want to keep you locked down. They want to control the economy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack. focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich has been teaching about vaccines and the dangers. And I just have two quick questions for you, class. First question is, if your job requires you to get a vaccine for COVID, what are you going to do? Second question I have is, if your child's school system requires your child to have a COVID vaccine, what are you going to do? Or maybe there's a third question. If the care facility that takes care of your parents requires a COVID vaccine, what are you going to do? And I guess there's a fourth question. If someone comes knocking at your door, committing trespass, and demands that you get a vaccine, what are you going to do? Just four simple questions. Rich?
Yeah. Well, those questions are for our listeners, correct?
Absolutely.
In fact, Vince, I have a question for you. Well, not a question, but if you want to comment on that vintage early warning pandemic cartoon that's over 100 years old, mm-hmm. I think the words that I mentioned and the phrases over the course of that cartoon should be a major warning of the preparation and the planning for what we're seeing today.
I do have a comment. Class, if you want to see a parallel to that, if you want to see something like that, about long-range planning, about 100 years old, there's a book written, and there's plenty of posts on the internet that says, oh, that was a joke, it was fake, it was, you know, it wasn't real. And then there are other posts that say it's absolutely real. It is the protocol. It is the playbook. And it's called the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. You can go to the internet search engine. You can type in something as simple as Protocols of Zion. And it talks about, well, what has to happen in order to take over? Well, you have to control education, medicine, economy, business, education, the media. You can even get a copy if you want to buy it on eBay. It's all over eBay. It's all over the internet. And if you don't want to buy it, you don't have to. You can just search on Protocols of Zion, and you can read the highlights of the book. I have a copy of the book. Rich?
Yeah, and speaking of, you know, Vince said, what are you going to do regarding commerce? It is more in the context of what you can do for work. But keep in mind my store, I think it's mystore.com, Mike Lindell is competing with Amazon. So there's going to be a lot of good Patriot outlets to do commerce with if the powers that be take us away from getting products and services. So keep that in mind. Okay, I'm going to finish this up before the next break. 17-year-old diagnosed with heart condition after Pfizer vaccine shot. 17 years old. I'm going to try to finish this, the healthcare, before the break. Vaccinated Israeli student catches COVID from vaccinated relative and then infects 83 high school students, but please keep taking your vaccines, people. Next, Delta Death Jab is what this is titled. Here comes the Delta variant, narrated to use fear to drive people into mass blood clotting kill shot. I'm reading this article. I am not making up any of these words. Next, latest public health England data shows vaccinated 3.4 times more likely to die if hospitalized than non-vaxxed. This is Public Health England data. It's shocking. Next, Pfizer vaccine confirmed to cause neurodegenerative diseases as per study. Next, Moderna forecast $19 billion in profit from vax. All the big four companies who are doing these vaccines are getting billions of dollars of profit. You know why? Because they're getting it from the taxpayers. Remember, we pay for everything through taxes, inflation, and cost shifting. They don't even have liability. They have total immunity. Of course they're going to get a profit. This is a joke. Next, Delta variant kills more vaccinated than unvaccinated. Let me repeat that. The Delta variant kills more vaccinated than unvaccinated. These are all published articles in the public domain. Pardon my redundancy here, because I don't want people to think that we are making this up. Next, vaccine passports required to entering bars and restaurants. And this is in Britain. When I give all these articles from different places around the world, these are called beta tests, people. They're seeing if people are going to do this conformity. This is submissive conformity to take over your life and destroy you. We'll be right back after the top of the hour break, folks. We appreciate you being here.
Yeah, Rich, just in the few last seconds we have of this segment, I know one person as sick as could be after getting the vaccine. Another person that was so sick, the pain was unbearable. And
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.